It Takes a City has been formed as a community response to the rise of homelessness in Cambridge, which has become only too evident. The people you see sleeping rough on our streets every day are the visible evidence of a much larger problem of hidden homelessness. We recognise that this isn't the problem of one section of the community alone. We're all in this together. We all have a contribution to make.
Hello, my name is Chris Jenkin. I was one of the group that began It Takes a City last year, which led to our Homelessness Summit in November, when 150 people got together under the auspices of Dr. Rowan Williams to explore a number of issues that we as a community could consider and develop to end rough sleeping due to homelessness. So it wasn't a very small ambition, it was a big ambition, and hence the name It Takes a City, because we're all in this together. And at the event were people from all the different agencies and authorities that are concerned with homelessness, whether that's helping people on the street, providing immediate emergency accommodation or longer-term supported housing, mental health support, physical support, etc. And it was a testament to some extent of the amount of support there is for people that have become homeless, either to prevent them becoming homeless in the first place, if possible, and then to relieve that homelessness later. And all that we're doing does not at all criticise all the amazing work that's done by many, many people, often well beyond the call of duty. But if you are walking around at Cambridge at this Christmas time, if you look up and look at the twinkling lights, not the Christmas lights and not the stars, nice though they are, but the lights on the cranes, and you think, what are those cranes all doing here? They're all building houses, thousands of them. And then you look down and you find people sleeping in doorways, and you think, how can that be in a prosperous city? We're building all these homes and yet people still haven't got a home to go to. So one of our initiatives we've called Somewhere to Call Home, because it's not just about housing. We don't want just to give people a set of keys and a front door and say, good luck, you're on your own now, because that is not a home. A home is something that's safe and secure for sure, something that's permanent, something that is connected with employment opportunities and an ability to create community and become part of community and build a settled life and regain those social connections and those spiritual connections which maybe have been lost through the years of difficulty. And of course, the necessary condition for a home is a house. You have to have that. And houses don't grow up on trees. And so what we're looking at is a way of raising private money in the main. It could be some other money, but private money. We're looking at acquiring the ability to use land, whether for short term or long. And we're looking at the ability to create housing opportunities using, for example, modular techniques, which can be fast built and are very modern, eco and very easy to use, as ways of giving opportunities for people to have their own home that can be theirs for as long as they need it. There's a pilot project underway, which other folks are talking about in this series. And we are very optimistic that there's enough goodwill out there from people with social investment to offer, people with land that could be used for this purpose that may not be usable for other purposes, support organisations willing to come around to provide the support that's needed for people in those homes, and to begin to offer those people that are perhaps stuck in temporary accommodation a route out into a place that they can call home, and for others a route from the street straight into a place that's not just a house, but it's somewhere they can call home. And we are calling upon the community of Cambridge to see this as a community activity where we're all in this together. We all have a contribution to make, as we've been saying, and that somehow we can create the money, find the land and put in place the houses and provide the support that for those that have lost everything have got an opportunity to rebuild and themselves contribute back into the community. It's lovely to note that the homes that are being built currently at New Market Road for homeless people as a pilot project are being built by those that are themselves homeless and or who have experienced homelessness in the past. And it's beautiful to think that people that have struggled in the past are now working to create the homes that others who are struggling now will then have as a home to go to in due course. And that's the programme we're calling Somewhere to call home.
If you see someone that you think needs help, go to streetsupport.net/Cambridge, a mobile-friendly website containing comprehensive information about what you can do to help and how you can support the organisations that are here to help homeless people. It takes a city to solve a problem like this. Cambridge is our city.